The Black Flame of the Amazon, featuring Harold Lloyd, world famous explorer in person.
And now to the jungle. You remember, we left off with Jimmy and Jean Brady in the dugouts with Mr. Noyce and Pedro. Once again, the party is away from the danger of Indians and anthill torture. Grogan and his double-crossing partner, Limey Scroggins, well, what happened to them when the riot broke out in the Indian village isn't exactly known. They have been captured, maybe, but Mr. Noyce has suspicions that Grogan and Scroggins aren't quite out of the picture yet. Anyway, Mr. Noyce's dugout canoes, manned by a crew of sturdy Indian canoe men, are pushing up this mysterious tropical river, heading for the Black Flame country to rescue Mr. Brady and to look for the lost Inca temple and its fabled treasure of gold. All is peaceful on the river when suddenly Jimmy Brady, looking back, sees a monster fish, an enormous brute, following the canoes.
Say, if that isn't a shark, then I'm crazy with the heat.
See, Senor Jim, maybe you are seeing the many things which are not so.
Seeing things that are not so? Listen, I'm seeing things that are so. I saw it, I tell you.
That's right, Jimmy. I saw it, too. It's a big fish, all right. A lalapaloozy, too. Big as a whale.
Oh, big as a whale, eh? Well, that's something new in this region.
Please don't laugh, Mr. Noyce. I'm telling you, I saw it as plain as could be. Big and black. Was up on the surface there, sneaking up behind us. I bet if I hadn't looked back there, well, gosh, it might have done anything.
Jimmy, I'm afraid you're still thinking about the prehistoric animals that we were talking about.
Look, look, there it is. Am I seeing things now? That's a fish. See the big spike sticking out of its back above the water? It's a man-eating shark, maybe a tiger shark.
You're right, Jimmy. It's a big fish, all right. But don't get scared. That isn't a shark at all. It's a pirarucu, just a pirarucu.
Oh, just a pararucu or something, is it? Gosh, you talk as if it was just a little goldfish in a bowl or something. Say, look at the size of it. I bet it weighs at least a ton.
Well, goldfish or no goldfish, I don't like to have that brute hanging around. Woo! If it ever opens its mouth and takes one bite, well, we're going to know what Jonah felt like.
Si, senorita. You was mean though, Senor Jonah, of the good Bible book story, no?
So you know all about that, Pedro.
Oh,
well, then let's get out of here. I know enough about that story to feel that I want to make myself scarce around here.
You know, Pedro's mother, she's tell Pedro all about the good Senor Jonah and how the good Senor Jonah, he spent the 2-3 days way down in the Bell's Valley. What's the matter? I mean the Bell's Valley. Now I'm all mixed again with the English language. What I mean?
I know what you mean, all right. That Jonah spent the weekend down in the whale's belly.
Uh-huh, that is so. See, I remember the words now. See.
Pedro, how about our pirarucu gear?
Oh, she's here in the canoe right at the feet.
Yeah.
You wish we should catch this very big fish here, huh?
Mm-hmm.
You know, it will make the good food eating for the canoe men.
That's just what I have in mind. Our food situation isn't any too good right now, but a few 100 pounds of fish will carry us a long way.
You mean then that we eat that thing?
Well, you and Jimmy may not like it at first, but you'll learn to like it. The Indians certainly enjoy Pirarucu, and so do Pedro and I.
And are we going to use fishing pole and angle worms to catch that thing? Look, it's coming closer. Say, I can even see its little pig eyes glittering.
Oh, gee whiz, folks. For the love of Pete, let's get out of here. Ooh, this gets me down. I don't mind wild savage Indians half so much. Now you want to go fishing. Gosh.
Pedro, swing the canoes into the shore. That little sandbank over there will do.
Si, senor.
I guess we'll use your boat. It's lighter. We'll just pile the cargo on the beach and come back out here and get this big fellow.
Si, senor.
But, Mr. Noyce, surely you don't fish for that stuff with an ordinary fish pole, do you?
No, indeed. We go after these pirarucu the Indian fashion, just like going after a whale. We use the harpoon and line.
You're really going to harpoon it?
We have to, Jimmy. It means food. Very necessary in order to keep the Indian canoe man satisfied. Whenever we travel in the jungle, we have to live off the country as much as we possibly can.
But Mr. Noyce, please, when the canoe is unloaded, can Jean and I come back out here to help you?
Say, wait a minute, Jimmy. You're speaking out of turn. Jean is not included in this little fishing party at all. You see, Jean will watch from the shore. Just leave me out, please.
Whatever you say, Miss Jean. Perhaps it is a good idea for little boys and girls to stay on shore. The pirarucu isn't at all dangerous until he gets peeved, and then he's liable to do anything.
I don't blame that big fish. Say, I don't know of anything that would get me peeveder than getting tickled in the ribs with a harpoon.
All right, Pedro. Let's beach the canoes right here, huh?
Si, senor, si. Mando, Pira, Pinixi, Pinixi.
Oh, Pinix, hola. Pido.
All right. Get your dugout unloaded. Everything out but the coil of rope and the two harpoons. All right, Jimmy. And Jean, here's where we get out now.
Yes, sir.
Now you two pick out a grandstand seat right over there in the sandbank. I'm going to help unload Pedro's boat before that big pirarucu gets too far away.
Well, Jean and I, we aren't exactly helpless, Mr. Noyce. We can help unload, too. And gosh, even though Jean doesn't want to go along, I sure would. May I, Mr. Noyce? Please.
Well, if you insist, Jimmy. But you must do exactly as you were told now. I guess it'll be all right.
I promise. Say, where will I put these rifles? Here, Jean, you take these two.
Okay.
Hey, there. Keep those guns off the sand. I don't want any sand to get into the breeches. You better take them over to the other canoe, Jimmy.
But don't we need them when we go out to that big sardine there?
No, I guess not. The harpoon will do the trick all right.
But couldn't I take a gun along just in case? Maybe I can't handle a harpoon, but with a gun, well, that's different.
Okay. Take your own rifle, then. But don't go getting excited and start pulling triggers. We don't want any bullet holes in the bottom of the boat.
Senor Noyce, the dugout, she's okay. She's all empty.
Very well. And now we'll try and see where that pirarucu went to.
Oh, right over there. I saw it just before you spoke. It went under just a second ago.
Mm-hmm.
Look, there it is again. You see it?
Pedro, we'll just take two Indians.
Si.
Better get Maudu and Cobillo. They've been pretty good boys and deserve a little fun.
Si, senor. Maudu, Cobillo, pirarucu.
All right, Jimmy. In you go now. Now get into the middle of the canoe and sit right down on the bottom. And be careful with the gun. Here, you better let me have it a second. I'll put the safety catch on.
Okay, Mr. Noyce.
There you are, Jimmy. I just don't want to take any chances. Now be sure you keep down on the bottom, right in the middle of the dugout, right near the feet of that Indian there. All set now. Pedro,
si.
Your job is to take care of the stern.
Si, senor. And Pedro, she is to take one harpoon with him, too, eh?
Yes, surely. Now, here, you take one of mine. I will shove off as soon as I get into the bow. Oh, wait a second. I want to make certain that my harpoon line is coiled properly.
Oh, si, senor. I'm check it all over very, very careful.
All right, then shove off. Head her upstream a ways.
Si, si.
Yeah, that's it. Now, when we get in the middle of the river, we'll just stop and let the canoe drift slowly downstream.
Si, si, senor.
And that pirarucu doesn't seem to be scared of anything. We shouldn't have much trouble sneaking down on him.
So long, Jean. Now, be a good little girl till Brother Jim gets back, won't you now?
Ah, baloney. I hope that piri-piri-cuckoo thing scares the daylights out of you. And I'll sit here on this sandbank and just laugh my head off. Me? Well, I'd rather catch a can of salmon or something.
Look back at the sandbank, Mr. Noyce.
Hmm?
See our Indians where they are going? All sneaking off into the jungle. Are they deserting or something?
No, Jimmy. Every time a canoe Indian gets ashore, he heads inland. looking for jungle delicacies. You know, berries, certain roots, or maybe a monkey.
A monkey? What's the monkey for?
Why, to eat. Indians are very fond of roast monkey.
Well, the Indians are all gone now.
Uh-huh.
Jean's all alone on the sandbank. I hope she doesn't start away after the Indians. That part of the jungle there, it sure doesn't look very inviting.
Well, your sister, she will not leave the sandbank. Pedro, she's promised so. Senor Jim, you will not have to worry much.
Well, that's swell. And now I can enjoy this fishing trip, and so much the better then.
Oh, you'll enjoy it all right. I'll promise you that. It's a good thing you can swim. Of course, I made sure of that. Otherwise, you'd be on the sandbar with Miss Jean right now.
Well, what has swimming got to do with it, Mr. Noyce? We don't dive after that big fish, do we?
No, not exactly. But sometimes the pirarucu goes on the warpath, sort of runs amok when the harpoon strikes him. And he can overturn one of these dugouts like nobody's business.
You mean tip this thing over and we'll all land in the water? And then what?
That's something I can't answer. It all depends. Usually, if we harpoon him in the right place and we want this fish badly enough, then we hang onto the line with one hand and the canoe with the other and let the fish tow us, canoe and all, until he becomes exhausted.
Shh, shh. Senor Noyce.
Yes.
We are dropping down fast. There she goes. Huh? I will have the Indians back water on the paddles. Are you ready, senor?
All set, Pedro. Take it easy.
Si.
As soon as I throw my harpoon and make a strike, stand by. Anything may happen. Easy, Pedro.
Si.
Gosh, I think it sees us. It's sort of drifting downstream, just keeping far enough away.
Oh, see. These pirarucu, they are wise fishes. Yeah. They do not like the harpoon so much. No, no.
Yeah. Let us drift now, Pedro. That's it. A little more now. Now, sir, this one is a wise fish, all right. He keeps out of the way. Listen, Pedro.
Si.
Keep the canoe headed downstream just as she is now.
Si, si. Senor, yeah. Look. Get ready with the harpoon.
Good. Yeah. Now, here goes. There. Now, Jimmy, hold on tight. Look out for that line, Jimmy. Well, there he goes. There he goes. He's heading for bottom. Oh, Pedro, get your harpoon ready. He'll be back on the surface in no time. Get all set to let him have it.
Si, senor. Pedro, she's all set.
Hey, look, look. Back on that sandbar. Jean, see? Something's crawling up behind her. Oh, gosh.
Great Scott, it's a jacare, a monster crocodile. Hand me that rifle, Jimmy. The rifle. Hurry, hurry, boy.
Boy, oh boy. Little Miss Jean all alone on a sandbar. The Indians all in the jungle, too far away to help. Mr. Noyce, Pedro, and Jimmy out in mid-river with a big monster fish already harpooned. An angry fish now. And horrors of horrors, a big jacare, a monster South American alligator creeping along the sandbar to where little Miss Jean sits all unsuspecting. What happens now? Does Mr. Noyce succeed in placing a bullet in the right place? A wounded crocodile is a bad crocodile.